response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Wordle. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's playing it. Well, maybe not everyone. I just downloaded it yesterday, trying to figure it out. It's pretty easy to follow, but I'm just not quite as into it as other people are. I am always curious to know, what are the apps that people want and need in a new year? And what could we be downloading to make our lives easier or just amuse us? Joining us now is Betsy Kershaw with BK & Co. She is a social media expert and a friend of mine. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning, Vanita. So good to hear your voice.
Great to hear your voice, too. Okay, so tell us about Wordle. It really is taking the kind of the, it's a firestorm. Everyone's joy getting it on their phone.
It's the best. You give it another try. Wordle is so much fun. The best part about Wordle is it's just really lo-fi. You don't need to download anything. It's available right on your, in a web browser, and it's a daily word game that really just invites you to try and guess a five-letter word in just six tries. And so I've been on it for a couple weeks now. My whole family's on it, and I play it every morning, and I compete with them, and we try to see who gets the word in, you know, the least amount of tries. But it's super simple, takes about 5 minutes, and my favorite part about it is I honestly use it to warm up my brain for the day.
That's a great way to look at it. And I love the competition with your very smart family. I can see that for sure. How about, you've given us kind of a list at a time, Hopper. Which one is this?
Okay, I love Hopper because I think we're all trying to be very optimistic about our travel plans in 2022. But it's a really great app that predicts the future flight prices with about 95% accuracy. And so you can plug in your favorite destination wherever you want to go in the right time of year, and it notifies you the instant the flights drop and there's a deal. So you can plug in your upcoming travel, and it really does all the work for you. And you can book your flights directly through the app. And I have found some of the best deals both domestically and internationally.
I think we're all looking for deals. Is this similar to Kayak?
It is, but it allows you to do everything in the app. And it's actually kind of fun. I love apps that are easy to use and visually interesting.
Absolutely. Okay. All Trails. Is this something where we find adventure?
Okay, All Trails is really, it's one of my all-time favorites, because imagine you get to that destination because you found that great Hopper deal. You want to spend some time outside, and what better way to explore an area is to take a walk or a hike. And All Trails is really your guide to the outdoors in any destination. You really can discover the best hiking, running, biking trails locally around the world, and then you can share your hikes with your friends, which is super fun. So I keep mine all loaded in and categorized, and then I, you know, can share those to my friends who are going to those destinations. The cool thing about All Trails, I've actually found a bunch of hikes right here in the Twin Cities that I didn't even know about. So big fan.
Right in the Twin Cities, and it'll differentiate between like a snowshoe trail, that type of thing. Will it get that detailed?
No, but it will help you decide, like, how much energy you want. You know, do you want an easy hike, a moderate hike, a difficult hike? And it gives you, you know, the amount of time it takes and, you know, what you'll see on that hike. So, again, easy to use, super visual.
Okay, we've got two more here. Pocket Casts?
Okay, love Pocket Casts. But, you know, the problem with podcasts is that there's so many podcasts and so little time. And so you never really know when an episode is released, and it's really hard to dig through a bunch of different apps. So I love to use Pocket Cast because it's highly visual. So you load in your favorite podcast, and every time a new episode is released from your favorite podcast, it's just a beautiful visual display, almost like a bookshelf that shows you what's new, what you should listen to, and again, super visual and really easy to use.
I love that. Easy to use and visual. Those are keys with apps for sure.
Yes.
Letterboxd.
That's for your movie nerds. So, you know, many of us are spending more time, especially in January, doing a little Netflix and chill. And honestly, Letterboxd is not just for movie buffs, but it is a really great way to find out what are the best movies you should be seeing both right now, new releases, and where do you want to dig into a deeper catalog on movies, things that you should have already watched. And it's also, again, super easy to use. You can watch all the trailers. You can see all the actors. It's kind of like, I don't know if you're familiar with IMDb, but it's a little bit easier to use than IMDb. And again, it's just a great way to queue up some killer movies for a cold winter night.
I love that. I think we all need those. You're listening to Betsy Kershaw with BK & Co. She is a social media guru. She's going over the top apps for 2022. If you missed her list and the details that she just talked about, you can go to our Odyssey app or WCCORadio.com to listen to that. And of course, we're all going to be stuck on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, right, Betsy?
100%.
That and
probably go with TikTok first.
TikTok first. That's going to be. I still, even for old people like, you know, me.
Oh my gosh!
It's still,
are you kidding me?
Still
there's
popular.
So much killer content. Yeah, there's so much killer content.
That's great. Well, thank you, Betsy. We appreciate it. We'd love to have you back with check back with us on social media trends throughout the year. I think it's always interesting to get that perspective. It's always changing bit by bit,
yes.
Isn't it?
It absolutely is. I would love to come back, but please don't make me sing. I do not know.
That was.
I could not finish a Bon Jovi song for my life.
Neither can I. I can in my head, not out loud. Thank you so much, Betsy Kershaw with BK & Co. We appreciate it. We'll be back with weather and traffic.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.